I got some things to tell you and some things to show you so we can understand a little bit about what Pastor Sean is talking about in the Bible this morning. You can scooch over a little bit. Can we fit? Scooch it. There's some space. Move. Okay. We got it. Scooch over a little bit. There we go. We got everybody together there. Okay. Well, sometimes we have problems. Do you guys have problems sometimes? What kind of problems do you have? You're afraid sometimes. Yeah, that's a problem. Okay. Anybody else have problems sometimes you want to tell me about? No? All right. Well, see, the Bible says when we have problems, we should ask God for help. And after we ask Him for help, we should wait patiently for Him to help us. That part is hard because sometimes we don't want to wait. Instead, we fuss. But God will help us if we ask Him. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you a story about a little girl named Carly who had a problem. Here's her problem. She was sick. She had to stay home in bed so she would get better. And she couldn't go outside and play. And she couldn't have any friends over to play with her because she was sick and her friends would get sick. Did you ever have that problem? Who had that problem before? Did you have that problem? You were sick and you had to stay home in bed? Yeah. So what did you do when you had that problem? What did your face look like? Sad? Maybe angry that mom and dad said you can't go out and play? Yeah. So Carly was mad. Yeah. Carly was mad. She was not patient. She was grumpy. She was grumpy with her mom because she didn't like it that she had to stay in bed. Now, Carly had itchy sores all over her body. That was part of her sickness. Have you ever had itchy sores, maybe from mosquito bites or something? What'd you do when you have itchy sores? You itch them, right? Does that help them? No. It makes it worse. You're exactly right. It might bleed, and it might get infected, and then you're going to have to go to the doctor for an infection. So it doesn't really help them. She wanted to scratch those sores so badly, but she couldn't because it would make scars on her skin. But she kept trying to, so her mom had to tie mittens on her hands to keep her from scratching them because the doctor said she can't scratch them. She's going to get scars all over her, on her face and everywhere. So she had to put mittens on. You want to put a mitten on? Put a mitten on. Anybody else want to put a mitten on? I'll let you put a mitten on too. I've only got two of them. So, now that you have a mitten on, pretend like you have mittens on both your hands. Do you think you could play a game on your tablet or your mom's cell phone with the mittens on? Uh-uh. How about reading a book? You think you could read a book with the mittens on? Not very good. You couldn't turn pages very good. How about playing with your Legos or something? Might be kind of hard, right? So Carly had to wear mittens because she kept scratching her sores. And now she couldn't play at all. She fussed and she cried and she wasn't a bit patient. She'd stomp her foot and say mean things because she was not happy. Well, God wants us to learn to be patient when we have troubles. And He will help us to be patient if we ask Him. So guess what Carly's mom told her? She said, itching is God's time for healing your skin. And it's wrong for us to fuss when God is making us all better. Her mom also told her if she would be patient, instead of scratching, that she could take off the mittens. So you want to take the mittens off and give them back to me? Okay. You got it. Good. So, now she has the mittens off and mom says she can play quietly in her bed. Do you think Carly was happier when she learned to be patient and wait for God to heal her? Yes, I think so too. Pray with me, okay? Dear God, sometimes we don't understand what You're doing, and we fuss instead of waiting patiently for Your help. Please help us to trust You more. You make things come out just right when we wait for You. Amen.